Hey there, welcome to the podcast. You are in for a treat, a first for the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. We are interviewing a student, not just any student, an amazing student, Annabelle Moon. She was a senior. She was a class of 2020 senior from Reedsburg Area High School in Wisconsin. And she acted as the Instagram story contributor for the whole year, her senior year. And she did amazing work, amazing storytelling. And she's going to highlight how she got involved, what the training looked like, and some of the different ways she was able to celebrate all of the student stories that were going on in an Instagram story format. She's going to talk about why it's important for schools to meet students where they're at, which is on Instagram. And she's going to give a lot of practical advice. If you are on the fence at all about asking students to get involved with Instagram stories, this podcast is going to help. I can't wait for you to meet Annabelle. Let's get started. I'm your host, Andrea Gribble, founder of hashtag Social School for EDU. I am here to train you and your staff to be social media storytellers so you can stand out from other schools, celebrate your students and staff, and reach thousands in your community every single day. This podcast is for school social media managers who care about their school and community and want to keep them connected. Every week on the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast, you'll learn simple, actionable strategies from top-notch guests. Their advice, along with my experience working directly with hundreds of schools across the country, will help you stop being overwhelmed and start truly enjoying your job. The school communicator community is incredibly giving and inspiring, and this is the place to meet them. Today's K-12 PR tip actually comes out of our interview with Annabelle, a student. And Annabelle shares today about how to really make stories compelling. And it's so much more than just posting a picture and a little blurb about maybe an upcoming event or an award that somebody won. Annabelle shares a simple advice of get those students, get those staff members involved that were actually involved in the activity and talk to them. Get a quote, get an interview, a short interview that they can explain what they've done, what they've accomplished, what's coming up. For example, if there's a musical coming up, instead of just posting a poster about the musical, why not interview one of the lead characters or somebody working on the ensemble or working on the backdrop, right? And get an interview with them and talking about their involvement and their excitement about the upcoming show. It makes such a better story than just, hey, don't forget to come to our event and it's this date and this time. Getting those people involved and making sure their voices are heard is critical. It's going to help your engagement. It's going to help your reach. Ultimately, it's going to celebrate your school in a bigger, better way. So this tip and many more coming in this interview with Annabelle Moon. So let's not delay any further and get started. I am excited. Annabelle Moon, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, it's good to be here.
You are our first student contributor to be interviewed, so you should feel very special for that.
I feel excited. I feel very special.
Now, you are not still in high school. You're now actually in your first year of college. So why don't you just share a little bit of your personal background just so people can kind of get introduced to who you are?
Okay, so I graduated from Reedsburg Area High School. It's a small-ish rural community, which is, you know, it's really cool. I go to UW-Milwaukee. I'm a freshman there. I'm studying English, which is really exciting. And yeah, I got to be the Instagram story contributor for Reedsburg School District's social media pages, and it was really exciting.
Yes, and you did a great job. So did you attend Reedsburg all through school?
I did. Born and raised here. From kindergarten to senior year, that's where I was.
Okay, and that's in Wisconsin. It's about an hour-ish away from Madison, if most people know where Madison is. And do you know how many were in your graduating class, Annabelle?
My graduating class was actually one of the biggest ones to ever go through Reedsburg. It was about 250. Usually it's about 180 to 220 kind of kids, so
Okay.
pretty small.
And you say small, but I graduated with 32 kids in my class, Annabelle.
Very small.
That was super duper small. And that was a big class. Like there's a lot of classes that are like 19 kids. So that's crazy. But you are a 2020 graduate. Is that right?
Sure am.
Oh my gosh, the most celebrated yet most deprived class ever. Although I don't know if 2021 is going to be any better with the pandemic and how everything's going, but can you just share a little bit in regards to that whole experience and finishing up your senior year and feelings about that?
Well, it was just really weird how it happened. I mean, I feel like every student kind of has the same feelings towards that March, because it was like, our school is going to close down. Like, how serious is this really? Like, are we really not going to go to school? And so I think it was March 13th, that Friday. And then we got the news that, like, we're not going back to school. And initially it was kind of like, well, darn, I didn't get to say bye to my teachers. I didn't get to, like, have a lot of those final moments. But I think ultimately there was a lot of really cool stuff that we got to do during, like, Teacher Appreciation Week. You know, normally you'd be in school, you'd give like teachers presents. You know, I'm really close to a lot of my teachers. My dad's one of the teachers, so like I kind of grew up around them. So it was just kind of like weird to not be able to give some of my favorite teachers hugs and like, you know, talk to them about stuff. But we got to, me and some of my friends, we were able to chalk teacher sidewalks and like just write our appreciation from a safe distance. And so, I mean, ultimately, like, there was a lot that like we didn't get to do, but I think there's a lot of new experiences that we got to have. And when you say like we are one of the most celebrated classes, like we got so much love. I mean, we had like Obama and so many other, Malala gave us like graduating like class speeches, and it was just like, whoa.
That's impressive. So, well, and it's grit and it's resilience and it instilled and now continues to instill a lot of things in your generation that I think are, you're always going to be able to remember for good or bad or otherwise. But I love your optimism as you look at it. So I wanted to have you on the podcast because you were an Instagram story contributor. So you actually had the keys to the castle, as they may say,
Sure did.
and got to post on Instagram. So can you kind of describe what that role is and kind of what you were responsible for?
Yeah, so a friend of mine, Heidi Feller, so she runs like the actual Instagram for Reedsburg School District. And so, you know, if you're scrolling on Instagram and you see Reedsburg Schools, like that's her, like she's the main feed. And she wanted more of an inside look into like student life. And so she knew that I was initially going to be going into journalism. And so she was like, hey, this is a really great experience, chance to network, you know, have like, you know, just to put yourself out there. And I immediately jumped on it because I've always been very active in my school. And it was just really exciting to get to share that excitement and try to like show off my school to other districts and to other people. It was just a really great opportunity. And so I was really in charge of just daily life at Roz. If there was an event going on, I would go to it, post some pictures, talk to people, get like, you know, certain interviews, stuff like that. And so I was really just the hands-on in person, because there's no way Heidi can be at every single school that she works for every single day, getting that like, you know, every minute content. And so that was kind of my job.
Right. And Heidi is our chief inspirational officer. We both share a big affection for Heidi. And of course, she was Mrs. Feller way back when because she was a German teacher at your school, but not when you were in high school, right?
Nope.
No, but she served in communications there before I stole her away, and she obviously still does the day-to-day posting for Reedsburg, and that we serve almost 100 schools kind of across the country. But you're right, we're not at the school. We found such value in the student voice, really being able to amplify your stories, your perspectives, and frankly, your expertise in social media. So, how do you feel like you were able to do that with your role as, you know, with an Instagram story contributor?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, kind of just a different outlook because, you know, Heidi went to high school, like not now. And I have that more like in-person experience. And I mean, I've grown up with social media, like ever since I was little, like I've seen Facebook, like, you know, there's baby pictures of me. Like I just constantly been surrounded by it, which is so different than like our generation really is the first generation to have that kind of experience, which is really interesting. And so I think that added some value to the Reedsburg's Instagram. I mean, I hope it did.
Yeah. Oh, I know it did. I mean, we can see by numbers and we've still got some of your stories highlighted. And I'm going to ask, you know, for some of your favorite experiences. But for those listeners that are like, oh, I'm a little bit nervous. I mean, obviously you can tell right now that Annabelle is a top-notch student and very bright. But you know, you must have done a little bit of training with Heidi when you first started. So can you kind of just explain kind of, were there some rules kind of laid out or what did you guys talk about when you got started?
I mean, big rules, you know, I was kind of like the voice of Reedsburg. And so I have to portray that in a very respectful manner. Like, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. So don't be dropping F-bombs. Don't be like using foul language. Like that's, you know, kind of like those are things that are just a given. You know, right. Don't be swearing on the school's social media page. I mean, she also sent me some really great apps to use to help make fonts fun, add some colors. She also just showed me how to use the site, and she gave me a lot of tools and resources to make the stories more exciting, to make it seem more professional.
Okay. Yeah. And it looks like you used a variety of, you know, just capturing the moment at a football game, like school spirit, to even covering some different events. So can you kind of talk me through some of your favorite stories that you were able to share on the page?
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite things about doing this was that I got to be a part of a lot of different organizations and clubs that I never would have in any other like situation. See, I was never interested in FFA. I always knew that I was at my school. I mean, you know, FFA week, there's tractors getting driven to our school. And that's kind of like a big thing here in Reedsburg. And that's really my extent of knowledge towards FFA. And so I stumbled across an FFA contest just because I was covering a different event. I was at Science Club. And then a couple kids came down and they were in like full FFA garb. They look so professional, so great. And I was asking, like, what's going on? What's happening? Should I cover it? Like, do you want to talk about it? And so I was able to go up, and turns out it was the district FFA speaking contest. And I had never known that FFA did speaking contests or public speaking of any sort. And so I was just kind of like, whoa, this is really cool. I didn't know you guys did this. And I got to interview Henry Larson, and he talked about how, I mean, he even won an award. But there's like discussions, there's extemporaneous speaking, there's a quiz bowl. His award was because he memorized the FFA creed, which is a very long creed, and he did absolutely excellent. So it was just really cool to get that inside look and to see things that I never would have ever been a part of if it hadn't been for being the stories coordinator or like the story contributor.
Right. So it's not just things you're involved in. You really tried to put yourself out there and make sure you were kind of covering a wide array. You know, some of those kids may they're not typically maybe posted in the newspaper for, you know, scoring the winning touchdown or whatever, but right. You were kind of able to shine a light on that.
Well, because that's the big goal. I mean, you know, if I am showing the entirety of Roz, then I'm not just going to show the football players and the basketball players, which in our community, those are the main sports. And they do, of course, deserve to have a spotlight because they're great athletes. They are very important to our community. But I do feel like a lot of different organizations tend to get forgotten. I know FFA, they don't have as much of a spotlight. I know our shop classes, they do a lot of amazing things that don't get shown. We have a trap shooting club, archery club, there's a key club, history club, like just countless clubs that don't get to have their stories told all the time. And so it was really exciting for me to kind of get to show, you know, all walks of student life.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel like did people know that you were like one of the Instagram story contributors at the school?
If not at first, definitely after, because I was like always stopping people in the halls being like, hey, what's going on? Like, what you doing? And so it was kind of fun because people would like get to know, be like, hey, Annabelle, I just did this. Can I send you some pictures or like, can I like show you? And I was like, of course, show me everything. I want all of this. Like, you're so excited. So I definitely wanted to show people's excitement towards what they're doing. Cause I think everybody loves to see that sparkle in people's eye when they're talking about something they're passionate about. And I wanted to share that passion because I'm very passionate towards the things that I'm in. And so that doesn't mean that other people who are in totally different things also don't get passionate. So it was really exciting to get to show their points of view, my points of view, and just Roz as a whole.
And you guys have really grown. You're now, the page for Reedsburg is now over 1,700 followers. And I know that because of your involvement and others that have participated in other years, when a student is behind that Instagram stories, more students follow the page. So that kind of makes sense, right?
I think it is like just, you know, it gets more students involved because I feel like normally a lot of it's just the teachers and the people who work in the district. And so if parents are getting the chance to see their kids doing stuff, like I know my parents follow things if I'm ever a part of it. Like, you know, my dad listens to podcasts, but he's probably never listened to yours, but he's definitely going to hop on because, you know, his kid's in it. And I feel like that definitely grows. And I mean, when things are exciting and when like students are getting to show what they're passionate about, then students and people are going to see that excitement and they're going to want to follow that. They're going to want to be a part of that excitement and that just pure joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And why would you say, cause you are, you know, 18, 19 years old and you guys chose to use Instagram stories. So why do you think, you know, schools should consider Instagram and Instagram stories when trying to do this type of thing versus Facebook or Facebook stories?
Facebook is very big towards like my parents' generation. And it's just, it is kind of outdated for like young people are on Instagram. Like my classmates are on Instagram. They might go on Facebook every now and then, and they might see like things that their parents tag them in. But Instagram really is where like the fresh blood is. Like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, like those are what young people use right now. And so getting to see students on that level and to like meet them there, it's really important because if kids aren't on Facebook, they're not seeing everything that's going on. Because I know a lot of kids see what I posted on Instagram because they're on Instagram. Like they're on these sites. So if you're on there too, then there's a good chance that they're going to see you. And if they're like seeing stuff that's exciting and that's happening in their area, they're going to get more involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So well put. You know, you use a variety of things when you told your stories. So they might have been videos, they might have been pictures, they might have had words on them, boomerangs, you know, different things. Can you kind of describe some of those tools and how you got to use those in your storytelling? Because there's like a strategy and a technique of telling a good story on Instagram stories. So I'd love to learn from you kind of what that looked like for you and what you found maybe some success with.
Yeah, of course. I would say that one of the easier things to do for people who are starting off with stories, mainly focus on getting pictures. Because if you can't make it to an event, then there's a good chance that someone else will, and then they can send you photos. And to spice up the photos, you can add like different fonts. Instagram is really great with like these fun stickers and little short videos that you can put on top of it, make it more exciting, make it more fun. But like with pictures, you want to make sure you get a good mix of candids. You want it to seem real because you're telling the school story. You want it to be authentic. And then also with like the boomerangs, it's, you know, they're, again, it's just, it's fun. It's fresh. It's like little exciting things that are very eye-catching, and you want to be eye-catching because that's what social media is all about. And I think a mix of videos, whether you are editing it yourself and then posting it, or if you're just doing an interview, like an Instagram live or something, those are really great because it's more lengthy, but it does go into more detail and it does give other students and people a chance to talk about their own stories and their own like experiences.
Yeah, definitely. That's great advice. And the best thing is your advice, Annabelle, like if you get students involved, they already know what all these things are, poll stickers and stick, you know, other things that you can make using boomerang. You don't have to necessarily learn all of that as like me, a 42-year-old mom. I'm not as good as in Instagram stories as you are, but you can kind of rely on you as the expert.
I wouldn't say expert, but like, yeah, we grew up with this. Like, we are used to like doing stuff like this. And I know like I was never the most like social media savvy person. So it was kind of fun to get to learn it and to get better with it. And, you know, you get more comfortable the more you do it, the more you do the polls, because it really is quite simple once you get the hang of it. It's just a matter of finding time to post and to make it seem fun, because you want students to have fun with it.
Right, exactly. And actually, you are a student now at UW-Milwaukee, and this whole experience helped actually lead to a potential paid internship, right?
Yeah, I was offered a paid internship to work on the UW-Milwaukee Instagram pages, which was really, really cool because I had just had fun doing this my senior year. And so to be given the opportunity to actually get paid to have fun and do this kind of stuff, it was really exciting. But, you know, like high school to college, it's a big transition, and I just couldn't take on the extra workload.
Yeah, we had this scheduled, and then you're like, Andrea, I can't do the interview now because I decided not to take the paid internship. I'm like, oh my gosh, that does not matter. That's a life lesson in and of itself, Annabelle, is to really understand, you know, what you can take on and what you can't. And my guess is that if next year, you know, things look a little bit different, because you're handling your freshman year in a pandemic, right? So there's two things going on there. But there could be future opportunities and even career opportunities. I know you're an English major, you know, storytelling and marketing and, you know, writing and all of that stuff goes together. I can see that you're passionate and enjoyed the experience. You just never know how that's going to play out in your future career plans.
Exactly. Communicating skills, it's in every job. Every single career needs people who can talk and communicate.
Yes, so true. Well spoken. Geez, I feel like this is a masterclass, Annabelle. We're gonna have to have you on for a 2.0 because this is so good. Are there any final you know, tips or tricks? I mean, we talked a lot already, so I don't know if there's any final things. I know that you kind of talked about when you're doing stories, making it about them and not you. Is that, do you have any tips on that?
A big thing is, for me, I am not the expert on all these clubs and organizations. Like I've mentioned, I didn't even know FFA had speaking contests. So it's giving the people who are in these clubs and organizations a chance to talk about it because they're in it. They understand it. They know it. And it's, you know, it takes a moment to be like, okay, wow, I don't know everything. And so it's giving other people a chance to talk about what they know, which is really exciting. I know in our school when Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat became really like, it was really good. They won Jerry Awards and everything. And it's like, I could have easily just made posts about it. I could have said like, you know, Reedsburg students win Jerry Awards. But no, that is their accomplishment. They did that. So they should tell their own stories because like they're going to be more passionate about it than I ever could be because they're the ones who are in it every single day. They are the ones who put in all that blood, sweat, and tears to make that show possible. And so I think it really is important to let students talk and for students to give their perspectives because they're the experts on their own lives and on their own clubs and organizations.
I love it. And they're probably a little more willing to talk to you versus a teacher or, you know, an adult, because you're kind of talking peer to peer. So I feel like that storytelling is a little more authentic. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, especially in certain situations. I mean, the theater kids, they're going to be easier to talk to because they're used to public speaking. They're like, they're very good at communicating. That's what they do on the stage. That's what they do on a daily basis. I think it is harder when you find certain other organizations where people are more quieter. So I know in like a lot of volunteering organizations and like clubs, because I was the president of Key Club for a while. And I know a lot of the people who I wanted to talk to about that, they're rather quiet. You know, they want to go do the good things. They don't want to like talk about what they're doing because it's like, no, it's like, I don't deserve the spotlight. Like, you know, do the other stuff. And even like with the FFA, it's like these people, they don't get the spotlight. And so it's kind of like, whoa, you're like finally shining a light on them. You're kind of putting them on the spot. And I think it is easier for them to talk to someone that they know, they see around the halls, that they feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I love it. So if there's a school listening that is maybe still on the fence about, oh, I don't know if we should really trust, you know, a student to take over, what would your, you know, kind of final argument be to, you know, having them try it?
I would say just dive in. It's so fun. And I think the biggest thing would be finding a kid that you like truly trust and that you want to do it. But there's so many great kids who would love to have this opportunity. If you can find any student who possibly wants to go into a communication, English, journalism field, anyone who wants to go into something like that, giving them an opportunity to do something like this is really big for them. And it will also very much help your school because they're the ones who, they are there every single day. They are walking those halls and they're the ones who, like, they know people. They can get people to talk. They can, like, find out the inside scoop. Whereas the people who aren't there on a daily basis, they're unable to give everything that students who are in it can. So I would definitely say that just if you can find a kid who you trust and who looks like they'd have fun doing it, give them a shot. Like, there's really not much to lose.
Right. That's really well put. And I think, you know, you got to do it for, was it the whole school year kind of?
Yeah. And I know Heidi, she had, in previous years, she'd give the account to like a student for a week. I know, it was probably my sophomore or junior year. I know Anna Jo Labasi got to take it over for like a week for some drama club thing. I know Alexis Templin took it for a week for a student council thing. But I was the very first person that got to do it for the whole year. And I do think there are benefits to having one person take it over because that way, you know, it's consistency. They kind of get the hang of it because when you keep giving it to a new person, it's, and that's where like where if you're doing it the whole year, they have the chance to interview person. So if you want to focus on something for a week, you give that person a chance to talk to multiple aspects during that entire week instead of just giving it to one person to just take over for 5 days.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it could be, if somebody's on the fence and worried about it, it could be a like dipping your toe in the water, which is probably kind of what Heidi did with them. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, there are some advantages to being able to train one person and then get hopefully a year's worth out of it. And maybe multiple years. We've had some people start when they're juniors so they can do it when they're juniors and seniors. But this has been so helpful. I know why Heidi loves you so much. I know why you got selected. You know, that extrovert, you know, kind of that inquisitive personality, but then your ability to also shine a light on other, you know, amazing students in your school. That's such a gift, Annabelle. So I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us today for this podcast interview.
Well, thank you for having me. And honestly, I'm just really grateful to Heidi for giving me this experience because it truly was a whole lot of fun. I really liked every minute of it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make sure to link to the Instagram page for Reedsburg. You'll be able to go back in some of the highlights, see what they have shared to get some ideas. And again, if you're on the fence or you need somebody else to listen to this podcast episode to convince them that, hey, we've got students like Annabelle, we need to tell our story in a better way. And you, as maybe the social media manager for your school, you can't do everything. And so being able to hand it off to a capable student is just a win-win. So great work, Annabelle. I wish you the best. You have to keep us posted with your future plans. Maybe in a few years, we'll have you come back and we'll just see how, if this has played in your story at all.
I love that.
All right. Well, thanks so much. We'll see you next time. And thanks everybody for listening and hanging out with us. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap. I hope you learned a lot from this episode of the Mastering Social Media for Schools podcast. Every week, I pick the brains of experts across the country to bring you the best tips and tricks to make your school social media shine. If you were inspired today, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And when you have a moment, please leave me a review so I can reach even more social media rock stars just like you. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. But before I sign off, I have one more message for you. I know you want to be a rock star social media manager for your school. In order to do that, you need training and support. But time and resources are scarce, which can be incredibly frustrating. I believe that social media should be the last thing that causes you stress. I also understand the pressure you feel to run social media effectively, which is why I built a community to support you. The Social School for EDU membership program helps school social media managers develop a system to save time and headaches, build content that lasts for months, set boundaries to provide some work-life balance, feel supported and less alone, get answers to your questions 365 days a year, and access continuous training for the ever-changing social media platforms. Go to socialschoolforedu.com right now. You'll see information right on the homepage about this membership program. It's designed to be affordable for any school's budget. Got questions? Give me a call or shoot me an email. That information is also right on my website. I can't wait to hear from you. And once again, I'm your host, Andrea Gribble. And until next time, keep telling those stories.